Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, verse 5, it says, "You shall therefore keep my statutes and my rules. If a person does them, he shall live by them. I am the Lord." When a person begins to understand that they need to not completely understand to obey God, they begin to understand. Let me say that again. When a person begins to understand that they need not completely understand to obey God, they begin to understand. This command is more than just a directive for us to observe. It's the key to a meaningful life. What is being said here is plain and simple. For those who choose to keep the statutes and rules of God, those statutes and regulations will be the cause of life, real life. Think of how consistent this message is. Jesus told us later that in Him is life. We understand that Jesus died not only to save us from hell, but to give us life and give us life more abundantly. For now, the choice is mine and yours. Listen, which means not just hear, but obey, and you will see God's statutes and rules be the catalyst to life. Listen with your ears and ignore what you hear, and you will continue to search for significance and security. Every single human being that has ever lived is on that search. We want to be significant. We want to be secure. We want to know that our life matters, and God throughout the scriptures tells us, your life does matter. My son came down to this earth to die on the cross because I never wanted to be separated from you. God doesn't need us. He wants us, and He's made provision for us to be in His family. If we want to live with purpose, we need to be in God's family and live as God intended us to live. If we want to live outside of that, then we're trying to find significance in places where there is no significance. We were made to enjoy God, to be in His family, to never be separated from Him, and the sin in our life has separated us. Jesus came to make sure that we had a bridge to God. He paid for our sins. And as we trust Him as our Savior, we put ourselves in a position to walk with God in a way that's meaningful and gives our life tremendous significance and security. John 10:28-29 tells us that, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." We are secure and significant in God, nowhere else. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute.